Hello, and welcome to this guided visualization, a conversation with Cancer. For me, part of a more feminine approach to healing from cancer is to learn to live with more awareness. One method I found useful was becoming curious about and making an attempt at conversing with the cancer cells in my body. The guided visualization on track 2 can provide you with a method for possibly communicating with the cancer cells. It will involve suspending your logical thinking for a while. Relaxing will enhance your ability to accept things as they are and to let go of judgment and a need to know. It also might enable you to be more receptive to the process and any messages you might receive. No matter what kind of illness, it is always okay and safe to relax. During this inner journey, I will suggest that you gradually enter into a relaxed state and imagine that your body is made of light. I will suggest that you request the presence of a guide. This can be an angel, a spiritual teacher, a helpful person, a special animal, or even your own meaningful symbol. I will ask you to move your awareness onto the center of your forehead, slightly above the junction of your eyebrows. This area is traditionally called the third eye, and is thought by many to be the seat of intuition and deeper awareness. Then I will ask your third eye to roam inside your body until it reaches a site where there are cancer cells. I will suggest questions you can ask the cancer cells to gain insights for your journey toward harmony, balance, and healing. It is my understanding that our unconscious minds usually speak to us through symbols. While asking questions of the cancer cells, be patient. It might take a few minutes to receive a response, and it's possible the cells won't respond at all on this particular day. This is okay. Perhaps tomorrow they will respond. Be open to any responses that might be connected to your physical senses. A smell, a color, an image that might pop in and out of your awareness. Perhaps you smell frying onions. Maybe you see a color, such as a bright, vibrant red or a dull gray. Sometimes answers come in the form of an emotion. The feeling itself won't hurt us. I would suggest that you simply acknowledge and observe the emotion in the moment when it arises. Perhaps it might help to give a name to your feeling, such as anger, fear, grief, or powerlessness. If the cells begin to talk in the way we talk inside our own heads, treat the conversation as if you are talking with a friend, being respectful and allowing what arises to be what it is, without manipulating or attempting to control. If you feel strong enough, perhaps carry on the conversation. If it is painful or difficult, perhaps imagine the cells as lost teenagers who need to find their way back to themselves so you can heal. Perhaps they want to be loved and accepted so they can become mature, healthy adult cells. Try to stay aware of any messages, however subtle or blatant, that can provide some guidance on your healing journey. This is simply a time to observe and learn. Open your heart to receive any messages. Then I will suggest turning to your guide and asking for clarification concerning anything puzzling or asking for further information that might help you on your healing journey. Having paper and pencil nearby might be useful if you decide to write something down during or after your process. Before taking any action, I encourage you to discuss anything you might like to explore with a mental health professional, a dietitian, or your healthcare providers. And now, let's begin the journey.